In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, if you start...
Guys,
I'm telling you. Guys, it's... Men.
So funny yesterday, and they played that on their show, and Cody's first response was, why is it so loud?
Exactly. That's what we want to know.
So sharp.
Is that what he said? It's sharp,
it's
right?
So yeah. Sharp. Sharp.
Yeah.
Well, you recorded it.
Guys! Guys!
I didn't know the sponge.
And for those who don't know, like after I do a live read or something, he's the next spot. He does, guys, my headphones get thrown off because it's so loud.
It's so sharp.
Oh, it's funny.
Hey, let me ask you this, mid-major Mac, just to kind of piggyback on Binkley. If you don't play in the conference championship games this week, should you get in over a team that loses in the conference championship game?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. I think you have to add context to it, but overall, I'd say no.
Because he's talking about Texas.
Yeah, he's talking specifically about Texas.
No, I'm talking about Vanderbilt or like a Texas Tech BYU.
Yeah, Vandy's a big one.
Like the Texas Tech BYU game, okay? If BYU wins, does Texas Tech still make the college football playoff being the number 4 seed, or do they get bumped out and then you give somebody who didn't play because they weren't good enough in the regular season the nod into the playoff?
I think if you start penalizing people for making your conference championship, you are wildly changing what the sport is, and you need to restructure this all, which we know that's true.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think, no, you should not be penalized.
If you lose your conference championship. I agree, yeah.
I think baloney. A lot of college football right now.
Well, yeah, a lot of it is. Yeah,
yes.
But no, I'm with you because they'll make that case like, okay, well, the Texas Tech lost to BYU, and I'm just using that because that's a 4-11
yeah,
type of thing.
Exactly.
And Texas Tech should not be out of the college football playoff if they lose to BYU in the conference championship game, because then you'll have teams that'll just say, we're not playing these conference championship games anymore.
And again, to your Notre Dame point, they don't got a conference championship game.
That's right. Notre Dame has no accountability.
Mm-hmm. And they're the only two-loss team in the tournament, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Right? How many losses Vandy have?
One.
I think, yeah, just one.
But Notre Dame is still going to be in there, even though Pavi is one of the, I guess you could say, the hottest college football players out there. Everybody likes watching the kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
What is Notre Dame offering me right now, other than their Notre Dame?
Friday, you have Troy versus James Madison. You say, why you bring that up? Big game for James Madison. They're also favored by 23.5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have North Texas versus Tulane as well on Friday at 7. So you get 6, then 7 o'clock, then Saturday it's loaded. Like Bob had mentioned earlier, at 11 o'clock, you have BYU at Texas Tech for the Big 12 championship game. I mean, at Texas Tech, but you get it.
Yeah.
Big 12 championship game. Georgia, Alabama at 3 o'clock.
Great game.
I mean, dude, look at this. I mean, I'm dead serious here. Okay. 11 o'clock, BYU, Texas Tech. 3 o'clock, Georgia, Alabama. 7 o'clock, Cignetti versus Day.
Oh,
Indiana,
yeah,
Ohio
that's
State.
A good one. Yeah.
I know that I'm hard.
What are you guys doing Saturday?
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
I like that. That's a good. I think my Saturday is open to an extent. I think my younger daughter's having some sort of brunch at the house early, but
it's fine. You just keep an eye on the first two games. I mean, the Indiana, Ohio State game is the moneymaker. Then don't sleep on Duke and Virginia. Because Duke wins that game, you've got some controversy as well, holding on to that.
Who gets in the Pac-12?
Told you.
You had me there for a second.
You guys are familiar with how the World Series of Poker works?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
where the Chiefs are right now. The final table is set. There are 10 teams alive, right? There's 10 people at the final table. That's how they do it in the World Series of Poker. We all remember Chris Moneymaker, Doyle Brunson, Jesus Ferguson, all those
what
great
What happened
names, right?
to that sport? You know, that was hot for like a hot minute.
Ran its course.
It did?
Right? I mean, it was popular, and then it kind of
remember
faded
when
out.
Everybody was playing poker all Absolutely. Over the city for TVs and things? My father-in-law still likes to play.
Yeah, I mean, me and my buddy Nick used to be Richards, and we figured out who won, and then we'd tell everybody in our group chat, because it was recorded, obviously, and then they would leak it out on the internet. We'd be like, well, this guy wins. They're like, dude, what? Anyways, yeah, we were that guy. Sorry, we've grown. But the Chiefs are now the low stack at the final table. Now, we all know that when you get to the final table of, I wish, my voice is way too loud for that.
I
think this is the World Series of football that we're currently in. There are 10 teams left that essentially have a shot at winning the whole thing, and the AFC is what I specifically talk about. Some people at this final table have the big stack. That would be New England and Denver. They're sitting there. The blinds or the antes don't really affect them. They can bully if they want, which is if when they play a bad team, they can go out there and beat them, whether it's by 1 point against Washington. They still win, right? They're holding all the chips. But the Chiefs and the Texans are the low stack at the table. Right, they're the two teams with the low stack at the table, and we all know that the annies will eventually get to you. And what I mean by annies is the weeks of the season. Eventually, you're going to run out of time, and you have to make a stab at the pot, and you have to have somebody call you. Well, right now, you're going heads up against Houston, which means you can double your hand, which is exactly what they can do.
Yeah.
Because if they can beat Houston and the Chargers, who are also at this final table, that are not really a high stack or a mid stack, but they've got a decent amount. They can lose against Philadelphia on Monday night, and all of a sudden that stack has doubled, and then you get to put it up again and double up again against the Chargers, and then all of a sudden those guys that have the big stack, there's now two to maybe three teams or three individuals that have been eliminated from the final table. And now all of a sudden it gets strategic because it's like, oh man, that guy that had a bad run at a couple hands or didn't see a flush on the table or didn't see the straight get hit on the river has lost those games. The Jacksonville Jaguars game. To me, that gives me a vibe of a poker hand where the guy had two outs. They pulled it out. Boom. Brian Thomas Jr. been irrelevant except for one time this year.
That's
what
right.
time was it? When he caught that pass against the damn Chiefs.
Yep.
And then you look at, you know, the dropped interception, the walk in from Trevor Lawrence, stuff like that. The interception against Denver. That's the, I didn't see that on the table. And now the Chiefs are at a point in time at the final table of this AFC division where they've got to make a stab. And that starts right now. Like, you might not be able to go all in with pocket queens, but you might be able to make something work with a Jack 10 suited or a Queen 9 suited, and you can hit that flush against Texas and double up your stack and get them off the table and make the odds that much better, which is exactly what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, if you lose this game, you've gone all in, you've gotten beat by
You're
a
done.
Better hand. And that's why I think this week in football is like the final table of the World Series of Poker. You have 10 teams that can make it. The final table is always 10 individuals. You've got to make a stab if you're low stack. And where do you attack? Where the money is. And you can do that later on in the playoffs if you can get there when you can get down to the final five, because that big stack doesn't mean anything when everybody's somewhat in the same playing field. Right now, the big stacks are sitting back going, let these small guys knock each other off, and then our money will add up more, which is what you can do in the World Series of Poker. You can go to the final table if you're mid-stack, like you're the Jaguars, because you've got the advantage. You can play a couple of hands without getting blinded out.
Right.
But the Chiefs have to go all in this week. They have to win, knock Houston out, and then hope that the Jaguar or hope that the Chargers can also maybe make a stab and fail, and then you jump them as well.
I'm
so there's a lot that happens.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what their all-in is, too, Dusty, you know, because they've never really been in this position
well,
before,
it's tonsil
right?
tickling.
Tonsil tickling, right, yes, exactly. But no, I'm very interested to see what this all-in looks like for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is desperation. This is it. This is your season. It is on the line. There is no more tomorrow. There's no more of we're this close. We're going to figure things out. We're not far away, all that kind of stuff. That's what they say about bad teams. They're not far away, because in the NFL you're not far away. You're one or two players or two plays away from changing your entire season. So I'm very interested to see what all in looks like for the Chiefs. Do they take out all the stops this week, whatever that means, right? Do they play different? Do they play like their hair's on fire? Do they play with that desperation? Do they? I don't know the answer to that question. If they don't come out and play with desperation, though, I mean, that Sunday night game may get turned off early, right?
Because
I mean,
you guys have all played poker, right? You know, when you're low stack, you're like, all right, I may not be able to wait around for aces. I may not be able to wait around for kings, right? You might have to go all in with the suited connector, like a 6-7, and hope that the flop is, you know, 776 or it's 589, and you're like, okay, boom, now we're in advantage, right? That's a 21-0 lead the first half. You have the nuts. You have the hand. You have everything you need. Because I will say this, when you're playing out there in the tournament, yes, the nerves are there. Everybody's got a shot. But when it gets down to the final 10, the good players outlast the bad players.
All the time.
Sometimes there's luck. But right now, the Chiefs have to put on their Fossil sunglasses and go all in and try to win this game because that's what they've got to do.
They really do. They have to take the Jim Fossil approach and say, this team is going to the playoffs. I'm putting all my chips to the center of the table, and we're going all in. I mean, that's exactly what he said back in 2000, and the Giants responded. And so this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Chiefs team is better than that Giants team, better coach, better quarterback, all of that kind of stuff. Will they go out there and perform? That's why I'm like, yeah, they have to go all in, but what is their all in? What will we see from their all in? How will it be different? Because if they go out there and continue to do the same, we're not talking about the playoffs this year.
No doubt about it.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.